How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
The address was 4782 Brookfield Lane. It was one of those cookie-cutter suburban streets, you know, where every house looked the same. I'd been doing DoorDash for 8 months by then and knew the neighborhood like the back of my hand. Brookfield was always easy. People mostly tipped well and left their porch lights on. It was maybe 10:15 when I pulled up. The house had warm yellow lights glowing in the windows and a wreath on the door. Everything seemed routine for a late-night Tuesday delivery.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I grabbed the bag and headed up the walkway. A woman who looked to be in her mid-30s answered the door. She was wearing faded jeans and a blue cardigan, and her hair was pulled back in a messy ponytail. She had a tired mom smile. Two large pizzas, breadsticks, and a Coke, ma'am. She nodded and handed me two 20s before I even said the total. The order was $23. Oh, let me get you some change.
Keep it,
she hissed. $17 tip on a Tuesday for pizza. I probably thanked her three times. I was turning to leave when she stopped me.
Hold up. Let me check the bag. Don't go till I come back.
I nodded as she stepped inside. She had left the door cracked open about 6 inches, so I could see into her hallway. There were family photos on the walls, and the carpet was beige and extremely dirty. When 5 minutes passed and she didn't show up, I pulled out my phone and started scrolling. Suddenly, voices started whispering from somewhere inside the house. I crept closer and could hear footsteps moving deeper into the house. The woman was talking to someone. The tone was low and intense. I couldn't make out words, but she sounded upset. As the conversation got louder, I shifted uncomfortably, trying to remember if I had spotted anyone when she'd answered the door. I was sure the house had seemed empty, but now there were definitely two voices going back and forth. Hers and someone else's, probably a guy. I thought about just leaving. I had my tip. The order was done. But something made me stay there. It was curiosity, or maybe that weird gut feeling when something doesn't add up. Suddenly, the voices stopped, and footsteps came back toward the front door. The door opened wider, and the lady peeped out. She stared at me, but her whole face had changed. The smile was gone. Her expression had gone completely blank. She looked at me, then past me and at my car parked at the curb, then back at my face, like she was trying to work something out. Then she frowned and said,
"Why are you still alive?"
My blood ran cold. She had to be kidding, but she looked genuinely confused. My brain froze. I opened my mouth, but nothing came out. The woman just kept staring at me with that blank expression, waiting for an answer I didn't have. Before I could say anything, she stepped back and slammed the door shut. I heard the deadbolt slide into place and the chain lock while I stood there like an idiot, trying to make sense of what just happened. Through the window next to the door, I watched the lights start going off one after another. The front room fell dark first, followed by the hallway, then the kitchen in the back. It kept going until the whole house went dark and silent, as if nobody had been there at all. My phone buzzed in my pocket. I pulled it out with shaking hands. The DoorDash app showed the order is completed. The delivery was rated 5 stars with a $17 tip confirmed. Everything looked totally normal on my screen. But I was standing on a dark porch with my hands shaking, and I couldn't stop hearing her voice asking why I was still alive. I walked back to my car, got in, locked all the doors, and sat there staring at the dark house for a solid minute. I looked down at my hand, the 220s still clenched in my fist, wrinkled and damp with sweat. She'd tipped me before I even gave her the food. Most people tip through the app, or they tip after they get their food. But she'd pulled out cash immediately, like the money had been sitting there ready. I started the car and drove away. I only made it about 2 blocks before I had to pull over because my hands were shaking too hard to steer. When I got home, I called DoorDash support and told the guy something weird had happened on my last delivery. He advised me to report it through the app before he hung up. I drove past that house 3 times over the next week. Couldn't help myself. Every time it looked the same. The lights were on, there were cars in the driveway, and the wreath was still hanging on the door. But I kept thinking about the voices I'd heard, about whomever she'd been talking to, whom I never saw, and the way she'd looked at me like I wasn't supposed to be standing there, alive. I'm 25 now, and I still deliver food, just with a different app. I've probably done 2,000 orders since that night, but I never went back to Brookfield Lane. And whenever I get a delivery to a quiet street with nice houses and warm lights in the windows, my chest tightens up. I check the address 3 times, just to make sure it's not 4782. Because I still don't know what she expected to find when she opened the door the second time. But I know I should be grateful I wasn't that. I'd been delivering pizzas for Marco's for 6 months, and I'd learned which neighborhoods to avoid after dark. This one was borderline, but it was just past 9 p.m. and the house looked normal enough.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything, but today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It was a single-story cottage with pale yellow siding and a porch light on. Newspapers were piling up by the steps, but nothing particularly screamed danger. I grabbed the pizza and headed up the cracked walkway, humming under my breath. The man answered before I even rang the doorbell, as if he'd been waiting right there behind the door. He was maybe 50, wearing a stained undershirt and sweatpants. He had thinning gray hair and his thick glasses magnified his eyes. He smiled when he saw me, but he was too wide and eager.
"One large pepperoni,"
I said, holding out the box.
"That'll be $18.50.
Instead of taking the pizza like a normal person, the guy just stood there, staring at me. His eyes traveled down from my face to my chest. I was wearing my work polo and jeans, but the way he looked at me made me feel like I was naked.
"You're pretty," he whistled. "And how old might you be?"
"Thanks. 18.50, sir."
"No, really. How old?"
He leaned against the doorframe, stepping so close I could smell his nasty breath.
"You look young. 20? 21?
He chuckled, flashing his bare teeth. The braces made me gag. They were yellowish, with patches of something green and red between them.
22.
I shifted the pizza box, trying to create some space between us. The porch suddenly felt way too narrow.
"Sir, I need to get back. Other deliveries are waiting."
"You got a boyfriend?"
My heartbeat picked up.
"Sir?"
"It's just a question."
His smile stayed fixed, but his tone had an edge.
"You live around here?"
"No. Can I have the payment, please?"
He finally reached for his wallet, but his eyes never left me.
"Those jeans fit you perfectly, you know. You should wear things like that more often. Shows off your curves pretty well."
My skin crawled. I tried to laugh it off to make it less weird.
"Thanks. If you'd just..."
"You live alone?"
He pulled out a 20, but held on to it when I reached for it. got roommates or family?
I live with people.
It was a lie, but I didn't feel like sharing anything about myself.
Sir, I really need to go.
I emphasized. He nodded and started counting out change slowly, one quarter at a time, placing each coin carefully in my palm. His fingers were damp and cold. They lingered on my hand with each coin.
You know, I get lonely out here,
he said quietly, still holding my hand.
My wife died 2 years ago. It's just me now.
I pulled my hand back, stepping away.
I'm sorry for your loss. Here's your pizza.
He still didn't take it. Instead, he leaned even closer. His breath was hot on my face.
Why don't you come inside for a minute, sweetheart?
He said. His voice had dropped lower, like we were sharing a secret.
Just for a minute. I want to show you something.
Every alarm in my head went off.
No, thank you. I need to leave.
Oh, come on. It's my wife's necklace. Real pearls. It's worth a ton.
He gestured toward the dark interior of the house. I couldn't see anything past the doorway.
I'll give it to you. All you gotta do is come inside and do me one small favor.
The way he said favor made my stomach turn. I shoved the pizza box at him and ran. I could hear his footsteps behind me, but I was already dashing toward the car.
I paid for the pizza. The least you could do is be grateful. Come inside for 5 minutes. That's all I'm asking.
He yelled, but I didn't stop.
You fucking tease. You come here dressed like that, smiling at me, and then you act like you're too good? You led me on. You're a liar. A cock tease.
His voice followed me down the walkway. He was screaming. I fumbled with my car keys, hands shaking so badly I almost dropped them. I could hear his footsteps on the porch. I yanked the car door open, threw myself inside, and slammed it shut. I hit the lock button just as he made it to the car.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My hands were shaking so hard I could barely get the keys in the ignition. He was at my window now. His face was pressed against the glass. His mouth was twisted, and his eyes were wild. He was pounding on the window with his fist.
You fucking bitch! I know where you work! I'll find you! I'll fucking find you!
The engine started. I threw it in reverse and gunned it, tires screeching. I didn't look back until I was 3 blocks away. I pulled over on a side street and just sat there. My whole body was shaking. I couldn't catch my breath. I kept seeing his face pressed against my window as he hurled profanities at me. I called my manager, Tony, and told him what happened. I quit 2 days later. Tony left voicemails saying I was unprofessional. I could hardly care. I'm 23 now, working at a coffee shop where I don't have to go to strangers' houses, where there are always other people around. But I still think about that night. About how close I became to being dragged inside, and what would have happened if he could manage it. The order came through at 11:45. They wanted one large pepperoni, breadsticks, and a can of Sprite delivered to Oak Hill Old Cemetery. I stared at my phone, thinking someone was messing with me, but the system confirmed cash on delivery, and I needed the money for the month's rent. The cemetery was 10 minutes out, past the old part of town where half the streetlights didn't work. I'd driven past it before, but had never been inside. The GPS took me to the main entrance through the big iron gates, which stood wide open. The path inside was narrow gravel that crunched under my tires. My headlights swept across rows of headstones. Some were so old and weathered you couldn't read the names anymore. As I went deeper, the path grew rougher, and tree branches scraped against my windows. My palms grew sweaty at the sight of endless darkness and headstones, and I couldn't see a single soul out there. I cursed whoever thought making me drive in the middle of the night was funny, and was about to turn around when I saw someone near an old mausoleum waving at me. I pulled over and grabbed the order. The guy was maybe 40, wearing jeans and a dark hoodie. He was breathing hard, like he'd been running. He took the boxes from me, but instead of reaching for his wallet, he started staring at me. His face was pale and slick with sweat, and his stares were making me uneasy. Dude, the money? I said, shuffled on my shoe and looked elsewhere. That's when I noticed his hands were covered in blood that was dripping onto the gravel. Wide-eyed, I looked over his shoulder to see more blood smeared across the mausoleum wall behind him. Not what you think, buddy. I cut it climbing a fence. He chuckled, sensing my horror. How much do I owe you? He pulled out crumpled, muddy bills from his pocket. When he handed them over, his fingers left red smears on the 20. Some blood even dripped onto the pizza box. I took the money quickly. My stomach was turning. Everything about this felt wrong. I was heading back to my car when I heard footsteps from behind the mausoleum. I turned slightly and saw another man limping around the corner. He was slightly older, maybe 50, and was dragging his left leg, using the wall to keep himself upright. His jeans were torn at the thigh with a red rag tied around them, soaked completely through with blood.
You got it?
He grunted.
Right here,
the first guy replied. The second guy nodded and started limping forward. His face was drenched in sweat, and his eyes had this unfocused, glassy look. He was breathing in short, raspy gasps that didn't sound right.
We just need the food, the first guy said to me. Gotta eat before it gets worse.
The second guy took another step, and his leg gave out. He collapsed onto the gravel, the rag shifted, and I saw the wound underneath. It was a massive gash, deep enough that I could see white bone underneath. The edges looked ragged and torn, like something had ripped into him. I dropped the bloody 20 and bolted to my car. My heart was pounding as I slammed the door and locked it. My hands were shaking so bad I could barely get the keys in the ignition. Behind me, the men started screaming for me to come back. I threw it in reverse. The tires spun on the loose gravel as I drove. I felt something soft give way under my back tire. It was a sickening thump, and the car had lurched, but I didn't stop to check. I just wanted to get away. I tore out of there as branches whipped against my windows. The whole way down the path, I could hear screaming behind me.
You left us! You left us here to bleed!
I made it back to the main road and kept driving until I was back in town with streetlights and other cars around me. I pulled over because the odor of blood and rot was filling my entire car. It had gotten so unbearable that I was gagging. I pulled into a gas station parking lot and got out to check my tires. The back right one had something dark smeared all across the treads. It could be blood mixed with bits of fabric or maybe flesh. I couldn't tell, and I didn't want to get any closer. I threw up right there next to my car and later called the police from inside the gas station, told them everything. They said they'd send someone to check it out. I drove home with all my windows down, trying to get rid of the smell. It didn't work. For 3 days, my car reeked of blood so badly I couldn't stand to sit inside it. I finally had to pay someone to deep clean the whole interior.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The cops called me back 2 days later. They'd searched Oak Hill Cemetery top to bottom and found nothing unusual. They asked if I was sure about the address, if maybe I'd gotten confused in the dark and gone to the wrong place. But I know what I saw and drove through.
Hey,
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.